Meanwhile, Iraq's Christian population has suffered disproportionately in the violence in the country. Some estimates say over half the Christians in the country in 2003 have since fled the nation. One Iraqi looking forward to his return to his homeland is Dominican father Mohamed Al-Twal. Recently ordained after his studies in Rome, he says Iraq needs its Christian people.
You know, the Christian in my country, in Iraq, the church there is very old, since the first century after the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's St. Thomas who came and with his two disciples in Iraq, and the Christianity became very strong there. I had a good mission to go there and to encourage my people to stay in Iraq and to be the like Jesus, we asked us to be the salt of the earth. The Iraq needs the Christian people, and the Christian people needs to be the ambassador of peace in this earth. I'm waiting to go back to my country and to work with the church there, because we have many rites in Iraq, Chaldean and Syriac and Armenian, and I think it's a way for me to be in solidarity with my people, because my country now lives in a very difficult moment now. Many of the Christians leave Iraq, but I keep the hope. I think Jesus Christ will help us to be there and to stay there, because it's our earth there.